You're listening to the Twisted Pickle Podcast.
Please don't hurt me. I'm kosher.
There he goes. One of God's own prototypes. A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production. Too weird to live, and too rare to die.
Ninja Cassie in his basement in Omaha. Corby and the Twisted Pickle Podcast.
I absolutely love that intro. How odd is this? This is the first time I've ever been able to hear myself in my headphones, and there's a delay. I don't get it. Something's weird. Okay, evidently the software playthrough checkbox that I was screwing around with this weekend was the reason. It has been fixed. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode number 29 of the Twisted Pickle Podcast. Sad to say that a majority of what I had recorded for this show, which was stored on my iRiver for safety, was deleted when I went to upgrade my iRiver's firmware to version 1.28. Basically, it made my iRiver a portable hard drive through the USB connection, and I didn't realize that updating the firmware would fry daddy all the data files that were on there. So I'm basically starting from scratch with old notes, and that's where we stand. So I'll start off by discussing yet another apricot-related problem I'm having. And no, unlike the last incident, this one doesn't involve poop, although I do have a funny poop story for you in a moment. Well, a few days after the dreaded diarrhea bout with the apricots that were shooting out of my ass at full force, my father-in-law sent me another email at work and said, "Hey, I've got a few more apricots for you. Come and get them." So work wrapped up, and I went to his car, and he gave me this little cardboard box. It was probably the size of a shoebox, and it had some apricots in it. So I took them, and I put them in the trunk of my car, and I headed home, picked the baby up, got home, did dinner and all that jazz, and I kind of forgot that the apricots were in the trunk. And then the next day came, and, you know, I went to work, and same routine, boring ass shit, and totally forgot about the apricots. Turns out I forgot for yet another day after that, and on Friday morning when I went to my car to get in and go to work, there was this awful odor, and that's when I remembered that I had apricots in the trunk. These apricots sat back there in a cardboard box for approximately 3 days in 95-degree heat. And they melted. That's the only explanation I can give for this, is that they melted into this mush of it. It looked like something you'd find in the back of an abortion clinic. It was horrible. Just disgusting smell. Well, took the box out, and of course I figured, well, that'll fix the smell problem. The Malabio, as many of you longtime listeners know, has a body odor problem from the previous owner. My car stinks. Now, not only does it stink like the funky pits of some redneck who owned it before me, it smells like rotten fruit. So on Saturday morning, I got out our little green machine, and I went apeshit in the back of the trunk, scrubbing the carpet and trying to soak up as much of the nasty funk as I could. I thought I was successful. I was not. I've tried everything. I bought Febreze, and I've sprinkled coffee grounds all over the place in there. Somebody told me coffee grounds would suck it up. That didn't work. It just made my car stink like redneck body odor, rotten fruit, and frickin' Starbucks. So that didn't work. So that's basically my bitch, is that I'm an idiot, and I've got nasty odors in my car, and I can't get rid of them. So if anybody knows how to get rid of the funky stank out of a car that's not going to cost me money because I have none, please feel free to send an email or drop an audio comment to the Twisted Pickle Show and help me out. And speaking of the car, I was on my way to work this morning, and it's probably 5:45 in the morning, and I'm on the busiest road in town here in Omaha. It's 4 or 6 lanes across, depending on the part of town that you're in. And so at one point in the day, there's a very large hill that goes down. It's kind of a little valley, and it's right before I get to my work. We're firing down the hill, and there's cars to the left of me, cars to the right of me. Stuck in the middle with you. God, I gotta watch Reservoir Dogs again. So anyway, the the cars are all around me, and I see up above me, in front of me, probably 25 yards. It's approaching fast. That there is a somewhat black kitty cat running across this very busy road, and it became very evident that somebody was going to hit the cat. And I'm a cat lover. I got two of them here. They're monstrous. Fat little Mabel staring at me right now like I have all the answers. And I don't even have a diet plan for you, kitty. I love cats. I don't want to hurt the cats. This cat was going to get creamed. So I kind of slowed down a little bit to give it that extra moment that it was going to need to possibly make it across this very busy road. Well, the car to the right of me had a different idea and actually sped up to hit the cat. And really actually floored it and indeed hit the cat. I saw the cat go under the car and get kicked out of the side back towards my car. And it was the most strange thing. And it had to be because of the speed of the car and the cat. The cat was sprawled out, like completely spread eagle with hands, paws, whatever, pointing in all four corners. And it spun across the ground as though the ground was ice. Uh-oh, the baby's freaking out. Oh, yeah, and for those of you who don't like hearing my baby in the background, fuck off and don't listen to my show. So anyway, this cat got creamed, and it was flattened out and spinning down the road in front of my car. And I thought, oh, shit, I did such a good job of slowing up. I didn't want to hit the cat. This guy hit it and sent it my direction. I'm going to crunch it. I braced myself for the crunch, and I ended up straddling the kitty, and I did not do any further damage to its already destroyed life. Needless to say, the cat was not there on my return home later today. Perhaps a homeless man found himself a nice little dinner. Who knows? Well, while we're on the topic of cars, my middle brother stopped by over the weekend, and with him he brought his brand new toy. He purchased himself a 1978 Corvette. And I don't know a lot about cars. I'm a computer geek, not a car geek. But the only cars that I really do boner over are Corvettes. And especially the late 70s models, or even if you go back, the late 60s models were just stellar-looking vehicles. So he bought this car, and he brought it over to show me, and it was really pretty. It needs a little work, but for the most part, it's just a cool machine. Had T-tops and everything. But the thing with the car is that my brother is not exactly the world's best or safest driver. He likes to drink a little bit of beer, and consequently, he's run his truck into many a mailbox, and he's battled it out with his own garage and has lost. Garage door took off a couple of mirrors here and there. He just sucks at driving. So what better to do than to strap your ass to a fucking Delta rocket? Yes, the idiot. if you ever hear this, Luke, I'm just kidding. You're not an idiot, but man, you're going to kill yourself in that goddamn car. Well, as I mentioned in my last show, I finally bit the bullet and put up a PayPal donation button on the old TwistedPickle.com website. And happy to tell you that so far, the donations look a little bit like this. So I am well on my way to being able to afford going to the podcasting and portable media expo that's supposed to be happening in California in November. So I'm almost there, folks. Right on. Okay, sorry to be a dick. Let's change the subject, shall we? Yesterday, wife and I were sitting around the house. It was Sunday, and very hot, just dreadful outside. And I had to go to the store anyway to pick up, I think, some beer or something to try to beat the heat. So while I was there, I grabbed a little baby swimming pool. The one that we have for our kid is only like 3 feet, in a circumference is only 3 feet across, wide. However, I did not do well in geometry. And it only holds about maybe 2 inches of water, which is fine and dandy. But it was really freaking hot. I wanted to swim in a little baby pool with the kid, too. So I got her a bigger unit. It's about 6 feet across, and it's about 3 feet high. It'll hold a ton of water and one adult and a baby. So when I got back from the store, I started blowing this thing up, got it all arranged in the backyard, and my wife came out, and she's like, oh, that is a good idea. Well, I'll go ahead and get the baby ready. I'll get the swimsuit. And I was like, okay, well, while you're getting the swimsuit, I'm going to, you know, get the diaper off the kid, and then we'll just let her go in her swimsuit or whatever. So the wife goes into the house to try to track down the baby's swimsuit. The baby is now naked in the backyard, and I'm sitting on a cooler pushed up against our fence to kind of stay out of the heat. I am, after all, a pasty, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man looking dude, and I fry if I sit too close to the microwave. So I was up against the fence sitting on one of those big giant coolers. And the cooler has these little, I guess they're cup holders, but they're like more beer-sized in nature, across the top. And the baby, being the monkey that she is, decided to come over and crawl all over me while we were waiting for Mama to get the swimsuit. The nude baby. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a poop story is coming. So she's sitting there, kind of dangling her feet on the cooler, and then she stands up and kind of tries to climb on top of my head, and then she'll spin around and sit on the cooler again. And then Mommy came out, and standing on the porch, she says, "Come here, baby girl, let's put on your swimsuit." So the baby got off and walked up the little steps to where Mommy was standing, and I'm sitting on the cooler watching little girl get her swimsuit on, and that's when I noticed the smell. The baby girl shit in the goddamn beer cup holder on the top of the cooler directly between my legs. And luckily, it was deep enough where it caught all of the turd and didn't smear all over Daddy. But yeah, this is my life lately, folks. I went from being a somewhat cool dude. I'm never a cool dude. I'm just saying that for my own self-esteem. into worrying about what the baby's going to shit on next. And yesterday, it was my beer cooler. So a minute ago, when I went to go and import that sound effect of the crickets, we will not talk about why, I ran into an audio clip that I recorded earlier last week that actually wasn't on my iRiver. And luckily, I reminded myself to tell myself this story on my blog. I may be the only guy in America who gets drunk and uses his own blog as a reminder board for his podcast. But hey, that's the charm of the Twisted Pickle Show. So I'm going to go ahead and import that audio here and then talk about it after I'm done. Well, it's about 3:20 in the afternoon on Wednesday. I wanted to record a little something about what happened last night. Luckily, I reminded myself on the blog before I crashed out for the night to record this. So anyway, here's what the situation was. On my way home from work yesterday, before I picked up the baby, I stopped at the gas station and filled up. I figured while I was there, I'd get us some beer because we were out at home, and my wife likes to have a beer too, just like I do, while we eat dinner and kind of chill out and relax. And when baby and I got home, I figured, you know what, I'm being such a nice guy today, getting beer for my wife. I'll go ahead and make dinner, which I do every day anyway. I mean, the wife seldom comes home without there being food on the table, literally. And it's because I get home so early, one, and two, because I actually love cooking. Many of you have heard I'm a Food Network junkie, so I like to play in the kitchen. So, wife gets home yesterday evening, and she's had a rough day. She's recently started her second summer class. She's working more hours. She's got to get up much earlier. And it's just one of those wearing, trying times in our lives where she's super busy all the time. And on top of that, she's got to deal with the one-year-old monster that we have and her very strange husband. So she gets home, and we sit down to dinner, and we're attempting to talk about how her day was, how my day was. And the baby decided to go into fit mode, wouldn't eat any food, was throwing it around, and doing this god-awful screeching noise that many of the long-time listeners may occasionally have heard in the background of this very show. So it kind of set my wife off a bit. She was frustrated, and she decided that after dinner she would go out on the back porch, take a little breather, and maybe talk on the phone to some of her friends that she hasn't talked to in a while. So that's pretty much what happened. About 6 o'clock rolled around yesterday, and she's out on the back porch on the phone. And, I don't want to just sit out there and watch her talk on the phone, so I opted to stay inside and kind of check my computer, check the emails, maybe watch a little TV while she was out back with the baby. So approximately, I'd say 20 minutes goes by, and she's done with her first phone conversation of the night and decided she didn't want to be outside alone anymore and called me from the outside to say, "Hey, come out here. I'm done on the phone. Let's talk." So, okay, I go out there, and we sit down, and we talk for maybe literally a minute about how the day was. And, you know, the baby's quieter now, so we can actually get some words out and hear each other. And about a minute into our conversation, the phone rings, And guess what? She's back on the phone. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this went on all night. It was one of those marathon phone sessions that sometimes you ladies like to do, where one friend will call you, you'll chat, that friend will hang up, call another friend, and say, hey, I just talked to so-and-so, and then later on in the evening, that friend who was called will then call you to catch up as well. So it was like this big phone orgy for all my wife's friends and some of her family, who she evidently doesn't talk to enough during the week. So, between every phone call, she would always come out and say, I'm done on the phone, come back out, come back out. So I'd drag my fat ass off the chair, turn off the TV, and go sit in the heat on the porch for another minute of enjoyable conversation before it was interrupted by yet another phone call from my wife's friends. So I'd say about 8 o'clock rolled around. It was time for the baby to have her bath. She was getting crabby and ready for bed. And by this time, I was back inside yet again, trying to watch a show on PBS. I think it was a Nova show on the Mars landings, which was very freaking cool. So there's a few minutes left in the show, and I want to see it. And the wife comes in, hangs up the phone, and says, hey, will you bathe the baby while I take my shower? Now, here's where the trouble is. Sorry it took me 4 minutes to get to this point, but this is where the trouble began. Evidently, and I've been told this many times throughout the 10-year relationship I have with my wife, I have a very animated face. I have the ability to give a quote-unquote look that makes my wife want to kill me. And evidently, after 2 hours or so of me being ignored while she chatted on the phone, and I guess I thought in my head for a brief moment, some nerve she's got to make me give the kid a bath when she's been jabbering on the phone. Somehow I was able to translate that brief thought into a quote-unquote look. And this look, my wife hates. Not hates a little bit, but hates with a fucking passion. It's the one thing about me, among many other little things that drive my wife nuts, it's the one thing that she absolutely cannot stand. And honestly, I did not really know I had given her this evil look until she yelled at me for it. And even then, I was like, okay, I'm sorry, it was no big deal, I didn't mean to give you the evil look that I know you hate. Sometimes, people, you just look like how you look without thinking about how you look. You know what I mean? Sort of, maybe? Well, anyway, because of the look, it spawned an argument about the look, and about how I know she hates it, and blah, 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 and she was just bitching and moaning, and I'm trying to backpedal because, hey, I honestly didn't mean to piss her off. I was just thinking in my head, well, you talked on the phone for 2 hours while I was alone. Why don't you bathe the frickin' baby? But evidently that was the wrong approach to take to a very crabby and tired wife. So anyway, she's still bitching and complaining, but I go ahead and give the baby a bath. She gets in the shower. I get the baby out of the bath. Wife gets out of the shower. And then right before we put her down, my wife was going to change the baby and give her a bottle. And the wife is mumbling something. She's still pissed off at me. And she said something to the baby like, boy, you're really tired and crabby. You need to go to bed. Well, at about the same time, I was on duty to walk to the baby's bedroom and get a new diaper for the kid to wear to bed. And as I walked to the baby's room, I overheard my wife saying, you're crabby, you need to go to bed. I happened to mumble under my breath something to the effect of, you're fucking crabby too, you need to learn to go to bed too. Get off my ass. Well, this wouldn't have been a big deal, mumbled under one's breath, except for the fact that my wife and I have a baby monitor. I was standing about 3 feet away from said baby monitor, and in the living room, my wife was sitting on the floor about 2 feet away from where the baby monitor speaker was piping out, loudly and clearly, my little under-the-breath bitch. And as you can imagine, my wife went into ignore mode until the baby was down, and then laid into me after the kid was down about bitching at her behind her back and having no respect, and don't you understand the pressure I'm under with school and work, and this kid's driving me nuts, and then on top of that, you're no help by being a dick. So, honey, You do have a point. I was wrong. I was busted by the baby monitor for bitching at my wife. Yet another stupid thing that the Twisted Pickle has done. We did end up having a nice little makeup session later in the evening, and all was well. She was satisfied to the full extent I am capable of satisfying her. So we did make up and had a nice little chuckle about it afterwards. So the following day, I get up and I go to work, and because I work a boring data entry job, a lot of the times during the day I snack on stuff. And one of my favorite snacks are combos, and if you don't know what they are, you're missing out. It's a little round cracker, hollow, looks like a dog treat, and in the middle there's some sort of cheesy concoction. I'm a big fan of the nacho cheese and or the pepperoni flavored. But anyway... my wife and I will buy these in bulk most of the time, or buy a box with several bags in them, so I can take them from home and snack on them at work. Well, I had an open bag in the cupboard the other day, and when I got up in the morning, I grabbed that open bag and figured I'd snack on those. I get to work, and I'm working away, and I started my snacking. I'm eating those combos. And I noticed a disproportionate amount of the combos I was eating... did not have the filling in them. You know, once in a while you'll get one, it's just a cracker, it's like a bummer. No, big deal. It happens sometimes. It's like when you're eating sunflower seeds and you put a mouthful in and you're chewing around and everything's good and then you bite onto that gnarly stick of doom that tastes like the asshole of a monkey who's been in space for fucking ever. That was weird. That was very weird. I should probably edit that. Well, anyway... So, I'm eating these combos, and I'm noticing that so many of these things, they don't have the filling in the middle, and I'm starting to get pissed off, like, what the fuck's going on here? Well, evidently, at some point in the argument night, when my lovely bride and I were having our little issue because I was a dumbass with the baby monitor, it must have been when I was in the shower, my wife took the open bag of combos and either sucked out or poked out with a pencil a majority of the cheesy fillings, putting the dry, stale, nasty crackers back into the combo bag that I was going to take to work the next morning. That was her retaliation. She fucked me out of my cheesy filling, folks. I was pissed. But at the same time, it was kind of funny because, you know, that's a pretty good way to get back at a fat guy, taking all of his cheesy filling from his combos. So just a word for all you ladies out there, if you're looking to get back at your husband for being a dick through a baby monitor and basically putting himself in the position to deserve such treatment, screw with your dude's combos. By the way, a little clarification to any of you listeners out there. Some of the feedback I've gotten on some of my last few shows, my wife still does not know about the Twisted Pickle show. She is aware that I have an MP3 player. She does know that I have one that records because I carry it with me everywhere, but she just thinks I'm being a geek recording stuff. She has no idea that I'm publishing this, that I have a fan base, that I'm ranked in the comedy section above some really other very talented people who should honestly be ranked much higher than me, but she doesn't know any of this. Now, on the fireworks show, she knew I was recording, but... That's why she was playing along, I think. She's funny like that all the time. That's how she normally is when she's not in bitch mode. But anyway, yes, to clarify, the wife does not know about the Twisted Pickle show. Maybe I'll eventually tell her. I just don't know if I will let her listen to the fireworks show where she talks about peeing. By the way, Michael Anthony of the MAACP show, feel free to jerk off to my wife pissing in the woods all you want. The dude has... pretty hardcore golden shower and poop eating fetish over there at that show. He was kind enough to ask me if he could use some clips from my wife to jerk off to. So yes, Michael Anthony, go ahead, enjoy. yeah, have at it, buddy. Well, anyway, as I had mentioned earlier, I had some trouble with the iRiver. I deleted a bunch of crap on it by accident when I updated my firmware. And that sucks because I actually had some good audio of some redneck friends of ours. They're good people, don't get me wrong, but they are redneck friends. And basically, they came over on Saturday night, and we sat around on the back porch and got sloshy and told our old stories and our most embarrassing moments and all sorts of stuff like that. And there was some really good stuff from these people. They're from North Dakota. Kind of small town, and they're down here in a big city trying to make it all happen. And I shared a lengthy story about my most embarrassing moment as well, and I really wish it was caught on tape, or at least wasn't destroyed because it was hilarious the way that I told it because I was drunk. And evidently, at one point in the night, I left the little backyard powwow with the rednecks, came in, jumped on Skype, and called the Bib and Yaz show, who were live taping at the moment. I don't exactly know what happened or what I said, but they made reference to it in their latest show, and then they cut it at the halfway point. They broke the show up into two parts, and they have not yet published part two, which starts right when I called their show. So, Bib and Yaz, hurry up and publish that. I'm curious to see how big of a blubbering fool I was after drinking approximately one bucket of scotch. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of the Twisted Pickle Show. I want to welcome all of the new iTunes listeners that I may have out there. I've actually got some pretty good emails lately, and if I wasn't such a lazy bastard, I would have gone through and read them for you on the show. But I am kind of lazy, so thanks for the emails. I do appreciate it. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show with yet another round of the most recent contributors to the Send a Social Misfit to California to Play with Computer Guys audio, and as well as a bunch of audio comments that I've received related to the Twisted Pickle Show. So here are both wrapped up in one nice little package.
This has been another episode of the Twisted Pickle Podcast. Thank you for listening. Another show will soon be on the way. The Twisted Pickle can be reached on the web at thetwistedpickle.com. You can also leave voicemail by calling to 14-481-0529.